This House of Burning Bones by Stuart McBride, read by Steve Worsley. In Darkness Creeps. 1. Was there anything sexier than breaking into someone's house in the middle of the night? Moving from room to room in the darkness, touching their special, secret, private things. Of course there wasn't. Andrew paused on the top step, listening, because sometimes these rich wanks had very big, very angry dogs, and it didn't matter how carefully you scoped out their gaffes, you could always be surprised by a four-legged shredding machine with a taste for home invaders. But the only sound was his breath, whooshing and hissing inside the ski mask. No sign of Fido. Safe to step onto the landing. A wee balcony overlooked the fancy double-height open hallway, with its fancy floor-to-ceiling windows and fancy countryside view bathed in low, cold moonlight. There was even a fancy scroll-edged mirror at the top of the fancy stairs, and for a moment, the world turned from a grainy green glow to a flare of bright white as the infrared LEDs on his night vision goggles caught the shiny surface. Then the sensors adjusted, fading everything down again, revealing Andrew's reflection in all its horror film glory. A shark's tooth grin beamed back at him, printed across the ski mask's mouth in jagged glow-in-the-dark fangs. Ready to party. He paused for a quick flex, but the effect was kind of spoiled by the baggy black hoodie, black combat trousers, black boots, and little black rucksack, because everyone needed somewhere to keep their cable ties, duct tape, and Rohypnol. Oh, and the knife, of course. Can't forget the knife. Shame the goggles and mask hid his pretty face. What was the point of all that time in the gym? The Botox, plucking, manscaping, and moisturizing if no one could see it. But lots of these places had nanny cams and home surveillance things, which was a shame. People should be more trusting. Andrew ran his gloved fingertips along the handrail, like it was a woman's thigh, and he's heading for the panty line. The black nitrile making a faint, juddering squeal, keeping his voice nice and low. Come out, wherever you are. The landing boasted half a dozen doors, but other than the mirror, there were no little personal touches, no pictures, no paintings. Kind of sad, really. He picked the nearest door and eased it open, peering into a family bedroom with lots of chrome and tiles. Tray swanky. Even if the medicine cabinet revealed nothing more exciting than a unicorn-themed electric toothbrush and a tube of raspberry tooth-tastic toothpaste that looked like the glitter fairy puked on it. The next door opened on an unfinished bedroom. Metal bed frame and a bare mattress. No curtains. Two flat-pack bedside cabinets, one of which was still in the box. Naked light bulb dangling from the ceiling rose. No fun there. Next to that was another spare bedroom, but the lazy cow hadn't even finished assembling the bed frame. No mattress. Instead, the place was packed with cardboard boxes, each stamped with Bear's Den Home Relocation Services Limited, and a label to show which room it should have been left in, none of which were unfinished bedroom, so either the movers couldn't be arsed putting them in the right place, or the woman of the house couldn't be arsed unpacking and dumped the lot through here instead. Still taped shut from the time she moved in. Andrew slipped his rucksack off, pulled the knife from its side pocket. 6 inches of blackened steel with a serrated edge, concealed inside a hard plastic sheath. Perfect for keeping the lucky ladies quiet while he gave them their little treat. He slid the blade free and slit open the tape on a box marked study. Books. And really boring ones at that. He had a wee rummage, but they were all called things like Information Management in a Digital Environment, Making the General Data Protection Regulations Work for Your Organization, and Newstopia, Selective Dissemination Strategies for